It says daf is daf nun aleph. So we got to the very bottom of nun amud beis. The Gemara has four lines up a story here. Hahu Torah dinafel larisa didali. Sure fell into a ditch of some sort. Shachte mare. So he got injured. So the owner decided to shecht it. And Tarfer of Nachman. Rav Nachman said this is treif. It's possible it's not treif meat in terms of it's a kosher animal, but perhaps it's a treifa that maybe it's a punctured lung. Or if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Tarfi Rav Nachman mishim risuke evarim, perhaps the limbs got crushed. Dehi achas miyudches treifos to tana the mission chulin tells us naflam in agag, an animal falls from a roof. So even though the animal might be alive still, we assume there's a treifa. Ve'ava pidi lo chazinim be'makim, though there might not be any wounds. But if it can't stand, that indicates it got injured enough where it can't live much longer. And that's a trefa. Armin Hasim, the Gemara there says, if you wait 24 hours and the animal is still alive, then it's a kasher shechita. Or if it stands up a halk and walks on its own, you don't have to wait, you can shecht it right away. However, sure as this, says Rashi Lo Amad, never stood up. He shechted it right away. So if he waited for it to stand up, or if he waited 24 hours, then it would have been a kasher shechita. But now we have no idea. There's no way to know. So Tarf Rav Nachman. The Amr of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Ishaka Mare the Haitura Kava de Kimcha, the Azil. If this person took this shore and Rashi says Kava de Kimcha, Lo Tzelsov, Achievol of Nechachamim, the Shol, the Yorehu, if he would have taken it to the Chachamim to ask a question in Paskin, Imshasa Me'es Leis Vishach Taksher, he would have been good. The Azil Rashi says, Tanabe Mejasha, Imshasa Me'es Leis Ksher. He wouldn't have lost his shore. That's worth a lot of money. What we see from here, though, apparently this little ditch was less than 10 tefachim, and still that was enough to render this animal trefa. Gemara says, asks the question, Ravel Rav Nachman, hayu pchusin me'asar tefachim, let's say it's less than 10 tefachim, enough v'tocha shor chamor pater. If someone falls in there, rather an animal falls in, they're pater. So my time, what's the reason? La mishum de lesbe chavata. So why is he pater? It must be because there's no chavata if it's less than 10 tvachim. So we see that there is no chavata less than 10 tvachim. And Gemara says, lo, not true, mishum de lesbe hevla. Because there's no hevel in that place. But says Rashi, lo mishum de lesbe hevel, aval chavata ispu, but there is chavata, bafil hachi pater kirab. But the reason why, so if there's chavata, so why are you pater in this case? Because your pater, because Rav holds is holding a grav that Rav holds there's no nezik by chavala. Ein echanami Shmuel would say you're chayv, but this Bryce is learning a grav that you're pater for chavata. So Gemara asks, "Ihachi, that's the case. Huzuk ba chayv halespe chavala. So if the animal gets injured, like the Mishnah told us, then you have to pay the damage. But if we're saying that there's no hevel if it's less than 10 tvachim, what damage is there to talk of?" When there's less than 10 tefachim, there's not enough heat and foul odor, air, for creating misa, but there is enough to damage the animal. So you're chai for the damage that's caused by the hevel. Mar asks further, Esivei, Beis Saskila, Mishnah Sanhedrin tells us, the Beis Saskila haya gavoa shtei kamos, that the space skila where they push off this person who needs to be stoned, it's two floors high. Mitani Allah, and it says Vakoma Shalom, and now the height of the individual is being thrown off, that makes it Hare Kan Shalosh. So now he's standing, his head is three levels high. If there's a Chavata which has the ability to kill with 10 Tvachim, so then Lama Li Kuli Hai, why do you have to raise the base skila so high? Make him stand 10 Tvachim above the ground, and that should be enough. Why? Well, I says, wait a second, according to you, Navad Asara. So the question was, sorry, make it less than 10 tvachim. Why so high? So he says, according to you who thinks that there's no chavata less than 10 tvachim, that you need at least 10 tvachim for chavata, so you too also. Why are you making the base askia so high? Make yours 10 tvachim, and that's also chavata according to all opinions. So everyone has the same question, why is the base askia so high? Elok Rav Nachman, Damar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Amar Kra, Ve'aftel Recha Kamocha. You love your friend, even when he's going to be killed, he did something wrong, we still love him. Barulah Misa Yafa, we want to have him a nice death. What is a nice death? It says Rashi, top line, Shayamus Mahar, to die quickly. If he falls off a 10 tefach, which is not very high, 3.5 feet cliff, it's not much of a cliff, I'm maybe of different measurements, it's not really going to get hurt even. If you push a guy off 3.5 tefachim. But let's say he gets injured, so whatever injury he has, it's going to take months and months. If he doesn't get healed, he doesn't take any medicine, that maybe will kill him after several months, several years, who knows. So we want him to die a quick death. So we want him to die from falling off two flights. Now, even then, I'm just trying to understand, the two flights doesn't even either warrant a death. It's not that high. People have fallen off a few flights from windows and they haven't died. They got seriously injured. So you'd imagine to make even higher than that. But it's not what?
He's not jumping off. Right. Right, landing on his feet and trying to land on his feet. He's getting,
It's true. You're right. No, he's being pushed off. He's not wearing any clothing. There's no protection. You're right. Still, we should know of it, but two flights doesn't seem that high.
And the flights are only as tall as a man.
Right. Right.
Just said a third flight,
so it's 12 feet high, let's say. So it's really not so high. I imagine it's not pleasant, of course, but the Gemara talks about, the question of the Gemara is different. It's not going to be a quick death. It doesn't seem to be. But maybe with that, all Harry's points, maybe it will be. Okay.
Okay. If you get your ski on, that's all you need.
Right. Okay, fair enough. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, we want to try to pick him, have him get a quick death. Yihachi, nigbe tfei, make it go even higher. So mishum deminval, because if it's too high, so then he comes and dies, and it's going to be a very bloody mess down below. We don't want it to be a nivel. We want it to still be intact, the body. So we're trying to create a situation where it's not too much of a nivel, but he dies a quick death. Asks the Gemara now, Eishive, ki yipol hanofel mimenu. So it's referring to the pasuk here, and the side here says, ki sivne bayis chadash, a person builds a new house, v'asisa ma'ki l'gagecha, he builds a roof, or rather a fence around the roof. This way no one falls and you shouldn't have any blood on your house. Because a person is going to fall from the rooftop. So Gemara says, mimenu v'lo b'socho. Only if a person falls from the roof, but not into the roof. If that, what does that mean? Ketad. Ha'isar Rishis Rabim Gavoa. Let's say the Rishis Rabim is raised up. Gavoa mimenu is high and your house is below. So asar tfachim. So, it's where the highway was built up. Above the houses. So if a person falls off the Rishis Rabim onto a house, so Ha'isar Rishis Rabim Gavo Mimenu Asar Tzvachim V'nafal Mitocha, you fall from Rishis Rabim L'Tocha into a person's house, Pater. But if it's Amuka Mimenu, if Rishis Rabim is lower than your house, Asar Tzvachim, so then V'nafal Mitocha, you fall from it L'Tocha into Rishis Rabim, Sinchalin B'chayif. Now, if you were to think, so why did the Braisa give an example of 10 tefachim? Even less than 10 tefachim, there's chavata, if you assume that way. So the fact that the Gemara doesn't acknowledge under 10 tefachim tells us that there is no chavata under 10 tefachim. The Gemara says, no, amrle shiny bias dechol pachas me'asara la biasu. No, a completely technicality here. In a chanami, if it was a 9 tefach house and you fall off, it would be a problem of chavata, but it's not a house. I only have an obligation to build a makia on a house. A house is defined by 10 tefachim high at least. That's why we don't discuss a situation that's less than 10 tefachim. Yihachi, that's the case. Hashunami dehave mavrai asara. So, still from the outside, it's still 10 tefachim because, one second here. Is there Rashi here? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yihachi, the time of Mishum Deino Kari Baisu. Amai katani amuka mimenu asar tvachim chayiv ki avinami asar letzad Rishis Rabim. Rashi says, Gemara says, dal minei tikra maziva, take away the roof or the ceiling, migavai lo havi asara. What's going on here? So if you really need 10 tvachim to be considered a house, so even if let's say the outside of the house is 10 tvachim, the inside is not. Because the inside you have to take off the ceiling and the floors, and it's not going to be 10 tvachim of usable space. It's only going to be, let's say, 8 tvachim of usable space. So that's not going to be considered a house. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, no, kigon dechok migavai, where you kind of dug inside the house. So maybe even though I have got outside it's 10 tvachim, it's below ground. My floor goes a few tvachim deep below the ground level, in which case there is 10 tvachim of usable space. Yihachi, that's the case. Ki lo have nami mevrai asara, mishkachaza dehave megavai asara, kigon dechok beitvei. So I could create a situation where it's below the ground level house and it only sticks up 2 tvachim. So it can't be 10 tvachim from the inside, because let's say I got a house that's below ground. So now if my roof sticks up 1 tefach above the ground, That's going to be, I need to build a roof, if a guy falls off and dies, I'm responsible. No, we care about 10 tefachim from the outside, not from the inside. Elahainu taima, to Rav Nachman. So what's the reason for Rav Nachman? That when it comes to the house, we only care about 10 tefachim and not less. Because he holds, Mikrisa de Torah la'ara kamahave, arba, from the stomach of the shore to the ground, that's 4 tefachim away. Arisa de Dali kamahave, and that ditch that the ox fell into, beginning from Rav Nachman, the beginning of our discussion today, it was 6 tefachim dvi. Turns out, ha'asara. So in the shore standing, we don't count from where his legs are, because his body, the core of his body is his stomach. So from his stomach to the bottom of that ditch is actually 10 tefachim. And that's the reason why. Not because Rav Nachman holds, pachos mi asara tefachim is chavata. That was actually a case of asara tefachim. 6 plus 4. And shakek, it turns out, we find, when he falls, the impact is really 10 tefachim. Ella masnisin de katani ma borshu kedei lahamis asar tefachim af kol sheish ba kedei lahamis asar tefachim b'shishanami saga. So wait a second. Now that our Mishnah says, "Oh, you need really need 10 tefachim. A bor has to be 10 tefachim." Not true. According to what we said, you really only need a bor to be 6 tefachim deep because the 4 tefachim of the stomach of the shore. The Gemara says, "Amri masnisin dignader labor." We're talking about a situation. If you look at Rashi, Rashi is the ignadar shochev haya niskal ganavo. We're talking about where the shore is lying down, and he rolls over into the ditch. That's only a situation where the ditch is 10 tefachim because he's lying down. But in a chanami, if the shore is on all fours, then you really only need a 6 tefach bor to add to the 4 tefach space between his stomach and the ground, totaling 10 tefachim.
And in person, it would be the same.
Well, the person, so I don't know.
Nobody dies from falls standing. meaning you always fall either what's at risk is from your crotch up.
So I guess the point is, well, that's what they say, by the house it has to be 10 tefachim off the ground,
right?
You don't make any
is this an askana that any bor that shesh tefachim is considered 10 tefachim, or
that's what it sounds like. I don't know the Shulchan Aruch on this,
right?
But that's what it sounds like. Okay.
If there's any some sort of injury that just leads to animal trace, so they're doing 10 tefachim from there because that's where the stomach hits the ground 10 tefachim later, that's an impact that will impact
it sounds like from here, though, this might even be applied. We're talking about the mission of boar, forget trefa. If the animal were to die, fall into a pit that was 6 tefachim, and chimisa, I would actually be responsible for that, even though it's only 6 tefachim. That's what the Mishnah is. It's the only case where the animal's lying on the ground and rolls over, Mechayev, not because of Trefa, because of a Nezek.
Right, but I'm saying because of what we know about from Trefa, that that's what kind of impact it can have on the animals. Maybe that's where they came for when it comes to injury before.
But even by the Trefa, even if his legs have Risuk Evarim, would also be a concern. But, okay, fine.
So yeah. Somebody's giraffe or I'm Chayev, even if it has like a one Tefa.
Even just you push over the giraffe and it collapses, so that might be considered a bore. Right. As you're doing this weekend?
So, Mamaskana, we're saying there's no chavat under 10 tefachim. That's according to Shmuel also.
It seems like it's not conclusive here. That's what it really comes down to. We're not really. We thought Rav Nachman thought, we tried to prove from Rav Nachman, and we can't prove from Rav Nachman, because we create a situation where even Rav Nachman can be talking about a case of 10 tefachim. Doesn't seem like they really answer that question.
In a brace, so that kind of implied that it had to be a 10 tefachim, that was like what forced us to give it an alternative.
That was for the bias case, though.
Right.
So the question whether you learn that to teach us the case of Nezek from an animal. So it seems to be inconclusive, but I'm not entirely sure. Okay. Mars quote the mission. Now the mission says, "Bor shall shei shutvin, a boar that's owned by two people, avar alav harishon. The first guy passes it, and velo kiseo, it doesn't cover it like he should. Vasheni, then the second guy passes velo kiseo, the second guy doesn't cover it either. Hasheni chayiv, the second guy is responsible. He was the last one there. He should have closed up shop. He didn't. So Amre, they say, "Bor shall shei shutvin, heichemishkachas. How do you ever find the case that a boar is owned by two people? Hanicha, it makes sense. Isfir lan krabi kiva." That holds Amar, who holds Borish Bershuso Chayiv. So Mishkachas Labachatzah Shel Shneim, who Borish Shneim, So he holds, Rabbi Akiva thinks he can have a bor in Rishus HaYachid. So if it's a property that's owned by both of us, and we both have a bor, Vefkiro Rishus, and now we're mafkir, our Rishus, the Chatzar is now Hefker, but Velo Hefkir in Barom, but we don't mafkir our bor, so we still own that bor, so that's a case of bor Shel Shnei Shutvin, that you be chayiv on. If you hold that a bor in Rishus Yachid that I own is actually pater, so how do you ever have a case where two people are chayv in a bor? We don't own it. A bor by definition means that there are no owners. So it must be a bor that's in Rishus Rabim. But Rishus Rabim, we have no shutvis, we have no ownership in the Rishus Rabim. So how do you create a case of a bor that we both own in Rishus Rabim? So answers the Gemara, E the Shavi Shliach Tavayu. If it's a case where we both appoint a Shliach to build a bor for us, Amilei Zil Karilan, Vazo Karilu, build a dig a bor for us, and then he does it, that doesn't work either, because Ein Shliach L'Dvar Vera. You can't appoint a messenger for Dvar Vera. What do you see from here? What's a very important assumption from here? That making a Mazik is an Isser Mazik. Right, he discusses all in the beginning when we learn Masechta, when we started the Masechta, is there an Isser Mazik? Or no, when you damage, you have to pay, but there's no Isser involved. This application of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Ve'er sounds like that there is an Isser of Mazik. I think some explain that maybe by Bor, everyone agrees that Bor might be an Isser, but by other Nizikin may not be considered an Isser. Can the Eger say anything here? Nothing I'm going to understand. Okay. So it can't be a case where we appointed a Shliach together. If you first dug 5 tefachim, then I dug 5 tefachim, my additional 5 tefachim erased your first 5 tefachim, so you're not responsible. I am. So I'm the single owner of this. So Gemara says, Hanicha l'Rebbe l'Nezikin Mishkachasla. So it all makes sense to Rebbe than with regards to Nezikin, because when you dug 5 tefachim, so that you're chayv a nezek for 5 tefachim. I dig another 5 tefachim, I'm also chayv a nezikin. So we both added to some nezek. So that would create some level of partnership in being together in this bor. But ela l'rebi l'misa, l'rabbanan bein l'misa bein l'nezikin hei chamashkachasla. But in the world of Rebbe, that you need 10 tefachim for misa, so anything less than 10 tefachim is not chayv misa. So if you dig 5 tefachim, there's no impact on misa. And I dig the additional 5 tefachim, now I created this as a bor that's right for Misa. So I have the chelek in the Misa. You don't have the chelek because you only did the first 5 tefachim. And for the Rabbanan who hold even for Nezikin, you need 10 tefachim for Nezikin as well. When you build the first 5 tefachim, it wasn't a bor. So I'm the one who really created the bor. How do you create a bor shel shnei shvatim according to these opinions within the world of Rabbi Yishmael? Not Rabbi Yishmael. Who's Rabbi Yishmael? Fine. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan kigon she'aku shnei mechulia bevasachas v'shlimu lasar," where they together took the shovel and picked up that last tefach, and they, in unison, they made the they completed the bor. That's when they're both responsible. Gemara wants to know now, my Rabbi, my Rabban, who's Rabbi Rabban that we're referring to above about Misa and Nezikin? The Sani of the Brisa tells us that echad hachofer bor tisha, whether a person digs 9 tefachim uba'achar v'shlimu lasara. Then the second guy comes and completes the 10th tefach, ha'achron, the last one, chayef. So ha'achron chayef, the last guy's chayef because he made this into a 10th tefach bor. However, Rebbe Omer achron l'misa v'achar shneim l'nezikim. With regards to misa, if the animal were to die, so only the last guy's chayef because he made that 10th tefach. But with regards to nezikim, even the first guy's responsible because even a 5 tefach bor can be masik, exactly. So Gemara says, my time of the Rabban, why did the Rabban say this way? That you're chayiv, only the last guy's chayiv. The Amar Krah, the Pasuk says, Ki yiftach v'chayichra, if you expose a bor, if you dig a bor, imal psicha chayiv, if I'm exposing a bor, I'm chayiv, akriya alokolishkein, if I'm digging a bor, certainly I'm chayiv. So it's unnecessary to say the case of ki yichra. Ella, what's ki yichra teaching us? Ella havi kora achar kora. To teach me one guy who digs after another guy, shesilek maisa rishon, that the second guy is erasing the first guy's digging, and only the last guy is chayiv for the Nezikin and Misa. That's the Shita of the Rabbanim. Rebbe Amar Lecha, Rebbe says back, Hanu mitzrech tzrichi kedamrinin, like we saw yesterday, you need to teach both the case of ki yichra, ki yiftach. They're both needed. They're not available for making any drushes. So therefore, both parties are responsible for the Nezik. Rabbanan nami mitzrech tzrichi, Rabbanan also, don't they have to acknowledge that concept we saw yesterday, how both psukim are needed? Ella, The Hainu Taima, the Rabbanan, the reason for the Rabbanan to say that the first guy is Pater, Amakra, Ki Yichra, Ish Bor, Echad Vloshnaim. When one person digs, not two people. Ish Bor, when one person digs it. So only one person could be chayiv, not two. So therefore, the last guy who was involved, he's the guy to be chayiv, not the first guy. It's a gezeirah sekasa. Rebbe says, no, that drasha is teaching us something else. Hahumi barley, that's needed to teach me. Ki yichar ish bor v'lo shor bor. It says ish, not to say one versus two people, that only man is responsible for creating a bor, but a shor is not responsible for creating a bor. Rabbanan says, trei ish bor ksivi. It says that two times. One to teach me that ish bor lo shor bor. One to teach me ish echad v'lo shnei anashim. And Rabbi says, they're not both available drushas. I did the kasav high, kasav high. No, once we taught ish bor once, so we teach other case ish bor, but not as a second drusha. Umimai di l'chiyuva basar dilma l'chiyuva kama. So now, according to Rabbanan, that only one person, only ish, only one person's chayiv. So why are we making the second guy chayiv? Maybe the first guy who started the whole problem in the first place, maybe he should be chayiv. Mara says, "Lo kasaka daitach." You wouldn't think that. Damar kra, the pasuk says, "Va'ames yihelo." The mace should be his. Hahu de ka'avin misa, the one who created the misa, meaning the last guy who really was mashlim the tenth tefach. Now it's roy to kill. He's the one responsible. Therefore, you have the second guy pay. Mara says, wait a second, that pasuk vahai vahamesi hello mibarilates needed for a different drasha. Lich the Rava, the Rama Rava, shor psulei mukdoshin shenafel abor pater. If there's an animal, a shor that was designated for a hektish, for a carbon, and then before it was shechted, it became a balmum, it's psulim, it's called psulei hamukdoshin. So that shor, which is owned now by hektish, falls into the pit. Then I, as the Baal Habor, I'm actually pater from paying. Why? Shinemar, as the Pater says, Vamesi Helo, Bimisha Mes Shelo, someone who has ownership to the mace, as opposed to Psui Mekdashin is owned by Hektish, it has no ownership, and therefore it's pater. So it's not available to teach me Vamesi Helo that it has to be the last guy's chayv, the Misa, chayv for the Bor. Gemara says, Vilab Mimela, Shmas Mina, do not learn this automatically. Dibahi, David Misa, Skinan. Rashi says we learn two things from here. Are we learning both things here? How are we making two drushes? Rashi just says we learn two things, but what are the actual drushes? Which words are being used here? It seemed unclear how to exactly make this drusha. It could have been a parrot in the side, how it works exactly, but it's not so clear. I'm not sure if the article has a better translation of this. But somehow there are two available drushes here.
It says one is Ikar Hakasuf. So Ikar Hakasuf, Alelamet, El Horato, Shel Rava, Mikol Makom, Mashmahu, that very nitan, Limot, Gam, Sherak, Ze, Shekaram, Labor, Sheye, Rawi, Leamit, Mitzayev, Leshalem.
So we're saying the Pashup shot.
Right, it's just...
So this one level of Pashup Shad is referring to Psulim of Dashim is Pasal. Low, only things that you own. There's an added drasha here that we're learning, which is a little bit deeper in the understanding of the Pasalik, which seems to indicate that only the one who caused the mace, the last guy, as opposed to the earlier guy. Okay.
Because the Gabi means that he split the ship from that, but the Gabi, let's say the guy was digging one more, that had fucking come to diamond. So you would say that, oh, it only belongs to the second guy, doesn't belong to the first guy?
Okay. Whoever finds it.
What do you mean? We're shutfin.
No, but that it's not working with din chatzer. I don't think. Same with say the boy has a din chatzer now.
The guy with misa is as you're saying is the second guy because now he created a new chalos, a boy that's
chayv misa. I think you're asking an interesting question. Let's say it's a case of rishus harabim, which case we really don't have ownership to it. And then a diamond falls in there. So that's not a chatzar. We don't own it. We're only responsible because the nezikin, that's the Torah tells us, we're responsible. So first come, first serve. Any other third person could come also, take the diamond out. It's hefker. Your question is relevant if it be whole like Rabbi Kiva, that there could be a boar in Rishus HaYachid, and Rishnei Shutvin, we're mafke the rest of Rishus, but we still hold onto the boar. So then boar works as a chatzar, I would imagine. So that's a general question of a chatzar Shnei Shutvin, and a mitzia falls into there, who gets ownership? I would imagine you have to split the split. Yeah, because again, a born Rishus Harabim, really there's no ownership. That was one of the examples that even though it's not in my Rishus, the Torah placed it in our Rishus, but that's only the Gabe Nezek, but not the Gabe anything else, I would imagine. Okay, the Gemara now says the last three lines of the Amud here. Tanu Rabbanan, Echad Achofer Bor Asara, Uba'acher Vishlimo Esrim. I dug a bore for 10. You came along and made it 20 Tvachim deep. Uba'acher, the third person came, Vishlimo Leshlosh, made it 30 Tvachim deep now. Kulam Chayavim, all of them are going to be Chayav. Because each one created another 10. 10 Tvachim is a Roy Lemisa. Urmin, who asks the Gemara, Echad Achofer Bor Asara, if I dig a bore of 10 tefachim, you come along and you cement it and then you color it and then you fix it up, the last guy's chayiv, I'm putter. So why is the first guy putter? The first case was the first guy was putter, even though you added more to it. If I create initially 10 tefachim, I'm chayiv. But the second price says, if you added something to my 10 tefachim, that actually makes me putter.
What is adding, what is 20 make a difference in 10? Where is the chayiv now with the 10? So now you added 20. What is it?
It just makes you're additionally responsible because now, just because a shore that falls into my 10 tefach board won't necessarily die.
Now you're both
sure, exactly.
Even if you did a little more, you don't take 20. 20 is just the next. Okay.
I'm not sure actually about that. If they, the Gemara, I think, will address that maybe.
So
if you add 10 tefachim, rather 2 tefachim, now you didn't add another 10 tefachim. Where's this Tosfos?
Last one?
Look at Tosfos for a second here. The last Tosfos is on the Amud here. Bor Asara Uba Acher Vishlimo Leesrim. V'hu Adin L'Yud Aleph L'Mai D'Parach Ala Misayid V'Kayid Mishanei HaRabbi Fine. Even if a guy added on just one Tefach, an additional one Tefach, he would also be responsible.
Because now he's
part of Shutz, he's a Misa. Yeah. Okay. Ginnashas makes a point here. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So Gemara now says, so Lema Ha Rebbe Ha Rabbanan. Maybe these two brises are two different tanaim. One's Rebbe, one's Rabbanan. So Gemara says, what does that mean? Look at Rashi on the top here. Lema Ha. The Katani the Chayabim. Oh wow, it's already 7:30. The Katani Chayabim. Rebbe he the Amar Lael Gavi Chofer Bor Tisha. Hol Avid Bo Shir Nizikin Davi Shutav Ben Nizikin. V'Hacha the Abdi Kamai Shir Misa Havi Kulam Shutvin Teshlimi Misa. So again, Rebbe held above that the first guy who digs 9 tefachim, since he did a shear of nezikin, he's a shutaf of nezikin. And hacha, the first guy did a shear of misa, so they're all shutvin here. But according to the second opinion, the chachamim hold, no, we always go back based on ha'achon, it's always chayev. The last guy is the one who's always chayev. That's the initial suggestion of the Gemara.
So the last guy only, he decorated the board, that's all he did.
The last guy just decorated exactly.
Pointed it, whatever.
Yeah. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Zvid Ha V'Ha Rabbanan. No, they're both the Rabbanan. Ad Kan Lo Kamir Rabbanan Achon Chayev Ela Heicha De La Avid Kamis Shir Misa. That's only when the first guy built 9 Tefachim. It wasn't a Shir Misa. So the last guy made into a Shir Misa. That 10 Tefach was so essential. That's why they're Achon is Chayev. Aval Heicha De Avid Kamis Shir Misa. When the first guy made 10 Tefachim, like our case here, Afri the Rabbanan Molded De Kulun Chayev. Now they're both Chayev. Ah, B'Vaha Sayed V'Kayed De Ka Avid Kamis Shir Misa V'Katani Achon Chayev. But the second case, the guy did the first 10 tefachim, and we're saying he's pater. Mar says, "Amri hasam shlo haya bo hevel lemisa ubaachav rehosu bo hevel lemisa." Not because he built 10 tefachim, there wasn't so much hevel there. Whatever, I don't know the type of land it was. When the guy started painting in it and putting cement in it, that really created the areas to be less oxygen, and therefore the second guy's chayv. All right. Ikad Amri, others say, "Amar Rav Zvid havahar Rebbe." They're really both Rebbe. Hach the katani kulan chayavim shapir. Really, Rebbe says, they both should be chayiv. So that's why if you build 10 and the next guy builds 20 and the next guy 30, they're all chayiv. Had the katani achon chayiv, but the second case where only the last guy's chayiv, where he started to paint the inside of the board, he goes shelo haya behevel. There was no hevel at all. Lo lemis lo lenezikin. Somehow they're able to ascertain that there's no hevel there. Ubaacher vehosu behevel bein lemis bein lenezikin. So the first guy, 10 tefachim, it doesn't always create hevel. It has to be 10 tefachim that you know there's hevel as well. But this is a situation where there's 10 tefachim, there was no hevel, the guy started to paint, he started to cement, he started to draw in all that hevel, that's why the last guy would be chayiv in that unique case.
Just that once you start questioning that a bore of 10 tefachim cannot have hevel, the whole theory goes down the
drain. So you need a special scientist to know how to test out for hevel or not.
It's not automatically that.
Yeah. That's the rule now. How you implement it is very hard, though.
Right.
But that's the rule that the Gemara is teaching us. So Amar Rava says, Ahiniach Evan al pi habor, you place a rock on top of a bore, Vishlim al asara, meaning that the bore is 9 tefachim deep. But now you line it with some boulders on the outside. So even though the ditch itself is only 9 tefachim, but you have to walk over the rock, which makes the fall now 10 tefachim deep. So that's a banu l'machlokas Rebbe Rabbanim. Pshita, of course, that's exactly the machlokas. I mean, the last guy is chayiv. So let's look at Rashi for a second. Is there Rashi here? Rashi says, right, according to Rabbanan, the last guy is chayiv, and according to Rebbe, they're both chayiv. Whereas a pshita, that's very obvious. What's the difference? Whether you add on the top or whether you dig below, you've created 10 tefachim. Mal the same. What would you have thought? Only the mata who the hevel the day come katule. Only when you dig deeper in the ground is there greater hevel. Avalamala, when you add up the lo havle the day kakatil emalo. Maybe it wasn't the hevel that caused the death. Maybe that adding on the top wouldn't be a violation. Kamashmalan, in both scenarios, it creates hevel. So by Rava asks now, tam tefach. Where does tam tefach mean? Look at Rashi. Tam is to close off. Rashi explains. So let's see. Rashi tam tefach hachofer bor tes v'achar shlimo lasar. Then he fixed, adds a tenth tefach to it. V'chazer achron v'sasam umele afar also tefach shehosif. Another guy comes and fills in, so it goes back to nine tefachim now. So by Rava again, tam tefach v'silek avanav. But then he removes some of the rocks. Mahu. What do you mean he removes some of the rocks? He lowers it again. Let's see. He undoes the first guy, but then redigs it. So Mahu, mi arminan my David shakli. Whatever he did, he took away. So meaning he undid, he really did nothing. The first guy is still responsible. Odilma nistalku ma'aserishon v'kamalei kula b'shusei. Since he undid the first guy, now even though he redid it and he completely replicated what the first guy did, the mice is viewed as his mice and he would be fully responsible. Thank you. The Gemara doesn't know how to view this as case. It actually, someone asked me the other day, I don't have an answer for him, but based on this, it sounds pretty similar. Somewhat similar, I guess. Not exactly. Someone was in a hotel and he took one of the water bottles that you had to pay $10 for. Could you go back and replace it for 50 cents, that actual water bottle, and put it back in and put that little sign $10 on? Or once you've taken it, you saw like mice are shown, and now you'd be responsible. Sounds very similar to this case.
Who knows? It's not going to help you.
They know?
Yeah, they have no. Yeah, they have the technology. That no,
it's missing it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No, not everybody has that technology.
That's only.
I don't go to such fancy hotels there.
He means the one, the heavy one that they have outside. You know, when you go to hotel, they have the heavy one for $10.
Yeah, they have a little. I don't go to such fancy hotels, Adam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheap on them. What you should do is put an ad for $20, so it'll be great for yours and the other.
Right. Okay, Vaita. The Gemara says now, Amar Rabba by Rav Merchana, Amar Shmuel bar Mata, Bor Shmona, who mehen shnei tefachim mayim. Now, you have 8 tefachim, now, and then you have 2 tefachim of water. So, are you a chayiv? You said you're chayiv. Even though the total is only 8 tefachim, my time, kol tefach demaya kitrei diyavashadami. Each tefach of water works as 2. So now I've got really 6 tefachim of empty, 2 tefachim of water, which are really 4 tefachim of deep, so now it ends up being a total of 10 tefachim. So Yibayil, who asks the Gemara now, Bor tisho mehen tefach echad mayim. I've got 9, one of which is water. So really 8 tefachim plus 1 water, which is really 2 water, that gives a total of 10. So Ma, what's the halacha? Mi amrinan, do we say, kevan de lo nafisha maya les le behevel? Since it's only 1 tefach of water, it doesn't produce so much hevel. O duma kevan de amik, since it's lower down in the ground though, tvei is behevel. Maybe it does generate enough hevel since it's lower in the ground. A different case. Bor shiva u'mehen shlosh. It's only 7 tefachim deep, but there's more water. There's 3 tefachim of mayim now. Mahu. Mir mir, do we say kevan de nafisha maya, since there's more water now, tfei is behevel, there's greater hevel. Odima, since we say kevan de lo amki, since it's not as deep, less behevel, it doesn't have as much hevel. Teku. Gemara doesn't have an answer. Bai mine rav shizvei miraba herchivu ma. Let's say you expand the bor now. So Amrlei Hare Miyat Hevel, you're now minimizing Hevel. The more space there is, the less Hevel. So Amrlei Adiraba Hare Kiv Hazeka, but you're increasing the likelihood of someone falling in by bringing it closer into Rishis Harabim. So Ela Amr Ravashi Nechti Anan, let's analyze what happened in the case of a Nezek, if someone fell in, if an animal fell in, Ibe Hevla Mayas Hare Miyat Hevla. If he died because of Hevel, so it wasn't his fault because he actually minimized the Hevel, so he didn't really do anything. But Ibe Chavata Mayas, if he died because of impact, so then Hare Kiv Hezeka, then he caused damage by bringing the more likelihood of someone falling in by expanding the bor. Ikadami, others say Amr Ravashi Nechti Anan, let's understand the case. If he fell on the side that the guy expanded, so then he's responsible. If he fell on the other side that was really untouched, then I wouldn't be chayiv because I minimized the hevel, if anything, by expanding the other side of the bor. Itmar, the Gemara quotes a brisa now. Bor she'omko k'rachva. Let's say the depth is like the width of it. So it's evenly, it's a nice cube, where it's length and width and depth is all the same. So Rabba, Rav Yosef, Damar Tevaya, both of them say, Mishmei de Rabba Bar Chana, Damar Mishmei de Rebbe Mani, Chad Amar, Liolam Yesh Behevel, Adshe Rachva Yeser Al Omka. There's always Hevel until the width is greater than the depth.
This is the definition of what's
Hevel. This is how you tell by the measurements, okay? The Chad Amar, Liolam Ein Ban Hevel, Adshe Umko Yoseh Al Rachva. No, there is no Hevel until the depth is greater than the width. So there's a machlokes, if they're exactly the same, that's the difference between these two opinions. Avar alav harishon v'lo kisayu. The Mishnah said if the first guy passes over and doesn't cover the pit, then the other guy passes over and doesn't cover the pit, the second guy's chayv. So rishon me'emas miftar. At what point is a rishon pater from his responsibility? Once he passes over and he doesn't cover it.
On the previous one, the difference is it's exactly. That's only machlokas.
Yeah, exactly. That's the machlokas. Yeah.
If it's exact one and the other one.
Exactly, yeah. So now, a rishon me'emas miftar. Now, the rishon, when he passes over and he doesn't cover it, he's chayv. At what point does that chiv go over to the sheni guy and exempt him? When does he transfer over that obligation? So Rabba, Rav Yosef, Damri Tevaya, both of them say, Mishmei de Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Damri Mishmei de Rabbi Rebbe, Mani, Chad, Amar Mishamenichu, Mishamesh, when you let the other guy use it, and Chad Amar Mishim Serlo Delio, when you give him the pail. That's the machlokas. Say, you could use it now, or here's the pail. Kitanai, this is actually a machlokas tanaim, hamad lemaim min habor, a guy who draws water up from the bor, ubach haveiro, a guy comes, ma'amar lo, heniach li, give it to me, I'm going to use it next. Vani en lemaim, I'm going to draw water up, kevin shenicho, mishamish pater. Once he leaves a pail for him, so now the first guy's pater, and if the second guy doesn't cover the bor, the second guy's chayv. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, mishiyim slo delyo. No, only when he actually hands him the pail does the responsibility transfer over. What's the machlokas here? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov savar yesh bera hai mididay kamale v'hai mididay kamabale. That there is brera. So each guy is taking out what is his. So how do we apply this to our case right now? And then we finish. Rabbanan savri ain brera. There is no brera. So how are we connecting the case of brera to this explanation? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, sound like they're both responsible. They're both responsible. It's not until you hand him over. I mean, everything is theirs. Although the boar is both theirs, all the water is theirs collectively. But only once you pass over the deli, now that's saying you're responsible. You're taking the responsibility of being shomer. Without passing the deli, it's understood that they're both equally responsible because they both have the chalik in there. But once you pass, I'm not fully getting this. I just want to finish. I need to run though. We have to make it a little clearer. But I apologize. Mara says let's finish this off now. Amar Avina Vazila Tamayo, they both go according to the Shitas. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Hashutvin Shinadu Hana Zemizeh. Two partners who take a Hana Nether, they can't get Hana from each other, Asurun Likanish Lechatzer. They're not allowed to go in the Chatzer because each part is owned by the other guy as well. And Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Zeh Nichnas L'Toch Shelo, Zeh Nichnas L'Toch Shelo. When I step into a part, I say, that's mine. And when you step into your part, you could say, that's yours. But my Kamifki, what's the machlokas? That Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Savar, Yesh Breira, Haile Denafshe Ayel, Haile Denafshe Ayel. When I step into here, I could say, Breira, I could decide that this is mine and not yours. But Rabbanan Savri Ein Breira, you can't decide like that with Shutvin, and that's why no one could go into the Chatzir. Same exact thing he says by the boar as well. Okay, let's go a few lines, just get the two dots, and hopefully I'll catch Baruch downstairs. Amar Blazar Hamocher Bor Lechaveiro, guy sells a bor to his friend, Kevin Shemaser Lo Del Yolikana, he gives you the Deli, that's the Maisa Kinin, Hechi Dami. Ibe Kasra Likne Bekasra, if I'm selling the bor for money, so the money should be the Kinin, not the Deli. Ibe Chazaka, if it's a Bechazaka, Likne Bechazaka, let him do a Chazaka on the bor. Why the Deli? Leolam Bechazaka, really he's trying to be Kona with the Chazaka. Ubay Lememerle, Chazek v'knei, you have to say leich chazek v'knei. You have to say to him, go and make a chazaka. The kevin shemaser lo dilyo, since you give him the dili, it's command amrle leich chazek v'knei dami. It says if you're saying go ahead and make a chazaka, so that pail gives him now the rights to go ahead and make the chazaka on the board. Okay, shkoyach.